The Biden administration has put a hold on the delivery of ammunition to Israel, according to statements from three U.S. officials.
This move comes as the administration is trying to pressure Israel not to conduct a full-scale invasion of Rafah in southern Gaza without having a credible strategy to protect the million civilians taking refuge there. Israel began what its officials described as a precise operation in Rafah on Tuesday, Paul Gomez reporting.
Illegal border crossings along the U.S. southern border have decreased by over 40% this year after reaching record highs in December.
U.S. Border Patrol recorded roughly 129,000 unlawful crossings in April, according to preliminary government data obtained by CBS News. This marks the second straight monthly decline, bucking typical patterns where migration usually ramps up in the spring months. Liam White reporting.
The U.S. Treasury Department has imposed sanctions on Dmitry Yuryevich Khoroshev, a Russian national alleged to be the leader of the Russia-based Lockbit ransomware gang.
In a news release, the Treasury announced Khoroshev's indictment and an up to $10 million reward for information leading to his arrest and or conviction for conspiring and participating in organized transnational crime. Wade Addison reporting.
Bernard Jr. Polite, 26, faces homicide charges after his cousin was found fatally shot, according to the Allegheny County Police.
Polite was arrested Sunday after allegedly attempting to shoot Pastor Glenn Germany during a sermon at the Jesus' Dwelling Place Church in North Braddock near Pittsburgh. Footage from a live stream showed Polite being tackled by a deacon after his handgun jammed. Kyle Norris reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
The sixth and final body of the victims killed in the Baltimore Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse has been recovered, authorities said.
Jose Minor Lopez, 37, of Baltimore, was located Tuesday by salvage teams, authorities stated. Lopez was among six construction workers who died in the incident, and his family has been notified of his death, Jessica Oakley reporting.
An explosion at a mobile home in Princeton, Minnesota, early Tuesday morning resulted in two fatalities, officials said.
The blast, which several callers reported hearing from miles away just after 4 a.m., killed Catherine A. Krager, 61, and her husband Royce E. Krager, Jr., 60, according to the Mille Lacs County Sheriff's deputy. A dog also perished in the explosion that could be heard 20 miles away, the sheriff's office said. Lawrence Keller reporting.
A 53-year-old Georgia woman who fell from the stands at a graduation event at Ohio State University last weekend has been identified as Larissa Brady, the county coroner announced.
An investigation continues into how Brady fell the 136 feet from the stadium to the pavement below, where she was pronounced dead at the scene outside Ohio Stadium in Columbus on Sunday, according to the university. Kevin Sanders reporting.
Boy Scouts of America is rebranding itself as Scouting America to reflect a commitment to welcoming youth of all backgrounds, BSA officials stated in a news release.
Though our name will be new, our mission remains unchanged, said Roger Crone, president and CEO of Scouting America. We are committed to teaching young people to be prepared for life. He said the renaming is an evolutionary change, ensuring everyone feels included in Scouting America. Jim Kender reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.